I'll just run straight through them. So the main thing was like heaps of photos, point scores for like inspection and any activities, notable news in Estonia, Estonian weather, Estonian tongue twisters, hut interviews, like a blurb about mythical creatures, like little stories and things, daily riddle, puzzle and crosswords, finder words, horoscopes, having a narrative day to day. So that was like Lesser and Saturnum, if anyone remembers that.
Really?
Like having characters that were day to day. Job advertisements, starting with Sussman. Gossip, and who's missing? International correspondent, Marika. First time faces, births and marriages, jokes, or like kids' quotes of the day. Server crushes, so like a notice board, kind of like ANU crushes, you know, like, oh, you and the beige jumper, we've made eye contact. But, yeah.
Oh, like,
let's meet at the connection. There we go. Who am I, or a guess who? You're here, like, yep, pretty self-explanatory. Then and now photos, because it's the 60th, that kind of stuff's always good. Trivia and facts about Estonia, but also about Sovet. Frequently asked questions, stuff that kids are too scared to ask. Birthdays and anniversaries, not necessarily marriage stuff, just like if someone was
not death stuff.
Yeah, not death stuff. Where am I? So a random photo of stuff around camp. Getting the sport and rec staff involved, maybe more interviews, and attendance milestones, like who's been the longest or which family has the most generations. That's all.
Yeah, there's a few that we had a lot of different kind of games. We think it'd be fun to do clue to clue by day, so the kids have a mystery to put together.
Like a who am I?
Yeah, or just like, you know, a little clue. You have to, SD cryptid photos, I thought would be fun. Like a, you know, like the blurry Yeti kind of thing. But it's, you know, Marika
Reese.
Or it's fantasy thing. And like we thought maybe like fun theme sections like Rafa Tan Sufri, Skuru Gazita, Felix fantasy, star creatures, a lot of nostalgic stuff. You know, we thought we found to have a paint by numbers kind of the counties of Estonia, you know, Estonian language, sort of a fashion. So like, you know, of course if kids were up for it, like if someone's got a particular look or they've got a good outfit or they wear funny dress ups on a night, you know, have a sort of a fashion section.
Good set of sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
A fun like a way to new nostalgia was like get a picture of the parents when they were a kid and then if their kids at the camp and do a side by side comparison of like how they if they look similar or how they looked. Yeah, it's a half face thing. Always like tips and that kind of thing, all of similar kind of horoscopes, of course. I love doing horoscopes.
You just I wanna add to your photo one that you could do. If we've got the right people, you could do photo recreation.
Yeah,
absolutely do that.
That would be really, really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
George,
and I think it's the parents involved as well, if we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parents are often keen as well, and they've all got crazy ideas. They're
a lot of the, I was going to say, a lot of time during the days, the parents are just bored, got nothing to do, so
but
give them something and they'll come up with amazing.
Don't send any essays.
No. I keep written content short and sweet.
Photos, we want photos.
Yeah, but
it's a bit of like documentation.
Yeah, but do puzzles, connect the dots, crosswords of Estonian cultural items and Estonian, Estonian, themed things. That was the gist of it, really.
All right, so we've got a brief history of Sørvær, particularly, you know, given it's the 60th, little on this day things from older Sozins. I think we did that last year or time before that. Can you identify this leader as a kid? Sort of thing. Overheard little funny turns of phrase, because the kids always, you know, will hear some particular way of phrasing something that will just stick with them and they'll really, really tickle them. Let's see. Hidden, little, I think we were saying little pictures of bears hidden throughout that you find and there's the you can tie that to the folklore stuff of the ancient Estonians' belief that if you call the bear by its real name, then it's gonna come for you. So if you say, uh-oh, someone's called it the bear by its real name. Can you find all of the bears? Bloody blah, first one to do that. I don't know. Gets a, I don't know, something around. First in line. First in line at the breakfast.
And that's why the
what else? Little bits of hut contributions given as a list to the hut leaders and with very clear due dates. And that any gossip needs to be anonymized. Like
randomized, really.
Yeah.
Preferably fabricated.
But then even with the fabricated ones, if it seems fabricated about a specific person, then that can...
Yeah, that has backfired us exactly, on the past, actually.
Well, it's best to keep it vague.
Yeah.
And the vague and lowest stakes possible.
Yeah, it's much more fun if, like, they don't know who it's about, because they're trying to figure out who it's about.
Exactly.
And it's about no one.
out of context captions for photos.
I like that.
The weather in Estonia versus Australia. A couple fun facts, both really weird, but you have to like guess which one's the real one. Scratch and sniff.
really pushing the buzz with this.
Who's in the most photos? So it could be like people or families. Count them to the big game next year. Someone mentioned bunyips. Is a side story that I don't know about. Ski reviews and an Oscars sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Fake love letters, but of people's parents. Then and now comparisons. Intro to new leaders and rumors about people who aren't at the camp.
I had another idea. So I was like face morph, so you could pick two random people. I don't know how easy this one's to do, but you
you combine them.
Yeah,
you
combine them.
There's filters for that.
Yeah, you have to figure out who it is, like who the two people are, or something.
Yeah.
But like, who's in the face morph?
Yeah. Even do like face swap. Because there's one time when I have a face swap. It's weird. It looks like a horror story.
You can do that when you post that. You and Lily to create the hidden triplets.
The one you ate in the womb.
Absorbed.
Do we have anyone else?
She was like,
yeah, it's all good.
That's in the womb.
Regarding bunyip, so something I know that Lachlan has talked to me about is Lachlan was thinking, I know he's not leader this year, but he was thinking that it might be good to sort of reduce/ phase out the bunyip thing, as like he's sort of a bit concerned about the like how much respect it actually is, because that's a
dreaming story.
Yeah, it's a like a probably believed in part of indigenous folk religions and belief systems, and not in the area that Survey takes place in. So it's not in any Awabakal stories, it's from the southeast.
Is there an equivalent?
Well, I think one thing that Lachlan and I were thinking is that there's an Estonian equivalent, really.
Even
like
better.
There's the Sorvana, the old man in the bog, who is a kind of a weird... Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. he's a sort of trickster figure. And
I believe we have one of those.
He's very much like Rita Nagilisu.
Okay.
Like he's this old man who's covered in just
moss
and bogweed and moss and like cranberries, and he will like he's specifically not malicious.
Not sure
he's just occasionally a bit of a dick.
My main I guess concern is, again, I don't know kids, but this is Bunyip is a very big C group, and will they be scared that the idea that the old man living in a bog covered in cranberries on the camp?
Are they scared of a big monster in the bog?
It's different because it's fantastical, it's not based.
But yeah, this is
a man in hiding in a bog seems much more.
I think,
awful.
Should they be scared of it? Yes. And this is where they're going to learn about
it. I think, you wouldn't be going through it with the translation of what Sorvana
means, but it's like, in terms of the description, it's just this basically weird magic.
As long as it's like a mystical creature story from the description, it's fine.
Is there also a way we can accurately and respectfully feature a little bit of local indigenous culture in Solzin, like, or in a way of like, so you know, this is the land we are on.
Usually the best way is to like consult people about it, which might be a bit time consuming.
I've got an Awabakal friend.
Oh, okay.
It can be potentially done before camp.
Yeah,
that's the best thing before camp thing that you sort out with them and the Solzin team.
An idea. So, in terms of a language change, we've done with other various things. We can start referring to the Bunyips. Keep the same story, but start calling it the Sylvana.
Yeah.
We can just start shift the language across and give it two camps. Mm. It won't be the Bunyip anymore. It'll be the Sylvana. Yeah.
Especially because the Bunyip that you have at camp is considerably closer to the Sylvana than it is to
a real Bunyip. Yeah. So it can just be a language shift, and old man in the bog. Hey, look, Peter Marcep. or Reese McGillicuddy.
Even like, just along the language change, we've actually discovered who the Bunyip really was.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah, we've blown this thing wide open.
Yeah.
First edition of the Solzin content sorted. Mystery solved.
Took us 60 years.
Took us 60 years to determine that the Bunyip is actually a Sylvana.
For David and Catelyn and Talia, we have an old traditional story about a Bunyip. Basically, it lives in a lily pond that is in camp, but it's like away from the camp. But the sea group, like the little kids go, hear a story. A bit scary, a bit mystical, but also fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
They go and find the Bunyip, but they never find
and
it.
And the only
sea group between the age of
zero
and
to eight.
Yeah.
The younger, like the younger kids, that we don't have as much to do with. They're kind of their own self-contained.
And the only sort of complication I can imagine is if there is pushback from older generations being like, "Oh, but it's the Bunyip," you know.
That'll phase out over time.
Again, you start instead of taking it and putting it over there, we gradually push the language towards.
I like the idea that we found who the Bunyip was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things of twisting it into a story of all this time would be thinking it's the Bunyip and then twisting it into it's actually this. We discovered a bit more information about it.
Lily?
We've done some research.
I think something I struggle with sometimes when people talk about like pushback and everything is like how much I know it's obvious that the older generation has influence, but I don't understand if they're not like, is it because they're part of the committee that they have influence, or is it just like them with their opinion? Like, why does it matter? Like, it's offensive. Like, we don't have to use it.
Well, it's less of like you saying, "Oh, we shouldn't do it because of pushback." It's just saying, just a heads up, this is a problem we may face. I'm not saying we should cut it out because of that. Okay. We should absolutely be pushing back, but it should be something we are aware of.
We also make up a lot of stories in our minds of things that could happen that don't actually happen.
Yeah.
And it's something that if we do get pushing back, we educate them.
Yeah, we just tell them.
And we as a team now, we know the reason as to why we've decided on this language.
We're on a united front. We know what's coming.
After a bit, if kids, because they the Bunyip, you say, "Oh, Sylvana," and by the end of the week, they'll both say Sylvana.
Yeah.
And
sounds more fun to say too.
It is. Yeah.
More fun to say.
And there's a tie into the A group, sort of the metal pouring thing. What Lachlan, John did, because Sylvana's very connected to metal, since iron in Estonia came
bog
from
iron.
The bogs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Something plan.
Next thing after Sozin.
Yeah.
Unless anybody has anything else pressing to bring up.
One other content idea I thought of was we were talking about last night with someone's status. Like, we just take some like a funny bit of a sentence completely out of context and just slap it in there with who said it or whatever with no context.
We've been doing that sort of like quote of the day from the kids, some random garbage.
It's
kind
of similar to
that. I still remember one when I was my year as an adult was sitting next to Ben Marsh and he said, "I have to watch out, see the blueberries cause corrosion here."
It was says a lot of stuff.
Yeah, just random
thing.
Random things like that and just just put that in, just if you overhear something completely out of context.
It only counts if you go all the way.
That would be a funny
thing.
Big
status. All right, it's Raven's problem.
So next up is